Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com, like always. And we're starting the party season a little bit early. November and December, we go a little bit upscale. This one's not that upscale, but we try to do sparkling wines and maybe a little bit special wines. So here we're starting it off. We're starting off talking about bubbly. And what do we have today? We have the Mum Napa Blanc de Blanc. It's non-vintage. Mum Napa is the California wine house, sparkling wine house of C.H. Mum, who has been in Champagne since 1827. They started making wines in Napa in, I think, 1983. So they've got some experience. And this is a wine I know I found it for $17.99. And this is not even, you know, like November, London, November and December when there's sales on these wines. So this is a wine that's at least 50% cheaper than a standard Champagne entry-level wine. And this isn't exactly entry-level. The Mum Napa Brut is their house style. That's their main wine, and that's 45% Chardonnay, 45% Pinot Noir, and 10% of a mix of Pinot Gris and Pinot Meunier. This Blanc de Blanc, and Blanc de Blanc means white wine from white grapes, is Chardonnay 90% and 10% Pinot Gris. Pinot Gris is exactly the same thing as Pinot Grigio. Gris is gray in French, Grigio is gray in Italian, and they're not talking about the grapes, they're talking about the leaves, some part of the leaves. Pinot Meunier, which is another champagne, is Meunier is what's left over from the milling process when they turn grain into flour and it kind of dusts everything. So it's everything's very farmer-like. It sounds great in French, but find out what it is. It's like, oh, okay. That's what we have. So this is their Mum's Napa Chardonnay wine, or a white wine. They have extended triage. Triage is a second fermentation. They call it triage rather than second fermentation in France. This one's 18 months for second fermentation. And then they have aged wines, and this is non-vintage. They have vintage wine, and they have wines from special vineyards and special plots and a special, you know, all the best plots all in one wine, all that type of thing. But this is their Chardonnay, and they Mum Napa has a vineyard in Carneros, which is partly, well, it's a Napa. This one's a Napa because it's Mum Napa, but Carneros is a little bit in Sonoma and mostly in Napa. And they have 50 different growers they buy from, which might seem like a lot, but like the leading Champagne entry-level wine has 100 different growers they buy from. Most Champagne houses don't have vineyards, or they do small vineyards, and they always buy grapes from somebody. So it's not a weird thing or like anything. You know, like in most wines, you're buying the grapes and the wine costs a lot of money. It's like, what are you doing that for? But in Champagne, it's just the way it is. So here we go. We got a wine from a Champagne house from France. And it's the Napa version of it. And it's less than 50%. And does it taste less than 50%? No, it doesn't. And unless you know Champagne, I mean, you've done drink a lot of it, and you kind of know that, you know, Champagne has some minerality to it. Most of the soil has an underlaying of limestone, and that's not happening in Napa. And it's cool weather. Napa tends to be a little warmer, though Carneros, if most of the fruits are on Carneros, that's a cool weather place. So there are flavor hints for Champagne, but if you don't know that up front and you had a blind tasting, and with a $45 entry-level Champagne, and you tried this $18 Napa one, you'd be hard-pressed to go, oh, I know for sure that one's Champagne and this one's not. I'm going to take a sip. And even if you knew the difference, there's nothing wrong with this one. This is Napa fruit. This is Chardonnay. Napa makes great Chardonnay, and it makes great Pinot Noir, especially in the cooler areas. You know, so does champagne, but you're not actually losing much to get a Napa wine. So, you know, you always see people like they have to pay a lot of money for champagne, and I like champagne. My favorite wines in the world are champagne. But when it comes to, I can get, in the entry level, the entry levels are all kind of equal. I mean, you can get extended, you get like 10-year-old champagne, you get one that's been in a bottle for 48 months for the triage. But when you're just doing the 18-month regular one, you know, just from the growers, good grapes, nothing wrong with them, they kind of equal out. There isn't that much difference between the two. I mean, you can have a personal preference. I like this better than I like that. But that's personal preference and not really, I mean, somebody else could have the exact opposite one and be equally right. You know, that's one of those things. I'm going to take another sip because I've got bubbly in my hand, so I'm going to drink it. Yeah, this is really nice. It's really well made. It's got nice structure. The flavor profile isn't overly complicated, but everything in there tastes terrific. There's lemon and there's nectarine and there's green apple and there's Anjou pear and peach. And I'm getting a little creamy thing. I don't know if it's vanilla or cream. Maybe they did on Lee's. It's a nice tasting wine. It's got really good structure and it's kind of seamless. None of the flavors pop out. They're all kind of where they all should be. So I'm kind of digging this wine. This is really good. We've done Mums before. We've done their Brut. We've done their other wines. And this kind of time of year, this stuff starts happening, and you want to get the most for your money. And you might want to take a flyer on one of the... Not that the American bubbly wines are bad, too. They tend to be more expensive than the French ones for some reason. There's Schramsberg and Loire Ferrar and a couple of other ones, and they tend to be more expensive than the French versions are, or the French California Outpost versions are. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but if you want to, and they're all great wines. I mean, there's a bunch of really great American wine companies, but these well-priced... Chardon, this is Mum. There's more. They're really well priced. They really bring it. They bring some of that champagne style to California, and they're just less expensive. And you could pretty much be perfectly wine cool if you liked them both equally, or maybe the California above the other one. There's nothing wrong here. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, starting out. The holiday season with some bubbly and thinking about California style rather than French style. So that's Domaine Dave from cheapwinefighter.com. Like us, we like your podcast. We're coming at you. I think I've got a fancy bargain Pinot Noir. And what else do we have? We'll talk about it. I'll be talking there. We come out every 3 days with the wine, or 3 times a week with the wine. So adios, keep it cheap. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.